And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Mike Wynn from Turner's Outdoors, and we're going to be talking tackle. We're going to be talking deals. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper. Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flat Fall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then free spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in free spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flat Fall is a center balanced jig and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flat fall, ranging in size from the 130 gram to the 250 gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a fun show today. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's not like it hasn't started yet, but today is the day that we officially start really talking Fred Hall.
Yes.
In my mind. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, we've been talking about it. We've been hearing from Bart. There's lots of stuff going. We all kind of know what's happening. But for me, this is like the traditional, like, okay, it's on.
It's right around the corner. I'm going to count here. It's, let's see, one, two, three. It's 4 weeks. It's 3.5 weeks away. Yeah. Are you ready for that, Mike?
Yeah. You just left a look on Mike's face of just terror. You know,
what?
Right?
Yeah.
Morning, big event, by the way. It'll be here before we know it.
Yeah, it will.
And there's still a lot of work to be done leading into it, but it's show season.
Sure. Absolutely. So, Turner's Outdoorsman, man, you guys have just been had a busy, busy year, haven't you?
Yeah, we had a really busy year. We're up to 21 stores, two new stores, Palmdale and Salinas.
Wow.
Up north in Northern California. The Palmdale store's grand opening was yesterday. I'm sure there's still some of those specials available, and they're running through Thursday.
At all 21
no,
locations?
No, just at the Palmdale location.
Just at Palmdale.
Grand opening.
Yeah. Grand opening specials. Yeah. There were some really good fishing specials up there. I had a batch of rep samples from Shimano. So some
sweet
Shimano rods and reels and some Loomis rods. And
whoa.
At some pretty crazy pricing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. So it's brand new stuff that was maybe used to show, like, hey, this is, you know, these are what these rods look like. A couple guys might have pulled on them at shows, but virtually brand new.
Yeah, exactly. Man, a lot of them were just in the racks or whatever. Yeah. Some of them, you know, were duplicates. There's multiples of them, so some of them are completely unopened.
That's cool.
But yeah, great deals.
No kidding.
If you have some time, I'd recommend trying to get up there.
Get up to Palmdale. Well, we have a lot of listeners that are stretched up into there too. You know, either listening on the Mighty 1090 or on the Mighty 1090 app, or streaming
for sure.
Online. A lot of people are around that Palmdale area, and the what would you call that? The North Valley kind of.
It's still the high.
I guess it'd be still the
high desert.
Yeah.
Just not. It's far enough from Victorville and Hesperia and stuff, but
yeah. If you're on your way to Mammoth, you could stop there.
Oh, yeah, and that exit right there, it's 39626 10th Street.
Okay.
It's like one of the last exits on the 14 where you can stop. And
load up.
Where's the Antelope Valley Mall is right off of there, and it's like your last major stop before you get into a whole lot of nothing.
A lot of nothing. Yeah, so other Turner's Outdoorsmen, of course, just killing it. Fresh saltwater tackle, all the shooting sports.
Yeah, we got it all, you know, hunting, fishing, shooting sports in 21 locations.
Remember last time you were here, you were telling us archery was something that you were, you know, were really, really jumping into also.
Oh, yeah, you know, thing, and then for archery, our newest archery location is our Fountain Valley store.
Oh.
And they have an indoor range. We actually acquired the building next door.
That's awesome.
And so there's a indoor range there now.
Indoor archery range.
Yeah.
Wow. Or you can try before you buy.
Yeah, try your bows, and you know, if you need to sight them in, if you just want to shoot, it's open now.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's way cool.
Yeah, and right there in the heartland there.
Yeah, it's you know,
Orange County.
Yeah, it's right off of Brookhurst there, and my old store.
So. Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. So you primarily buy the tackle, right? You're the tackle guy.
I buy all the tackle. I still buy quite a bit of shooting sports.
Oh, do you too?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm busy.
You're busy. But
how do you do that? How do you stock 21 stores?
It's becoming more challenging.
Yeah, I'll say.
But especially with our expansion north, that fishing up there is definitely different than mm-hmm. Southern California.
In what way? Is it mostly freshwater?
There's a ton of freshwater, but the saltwater fishing guys up there, you know, salmon fishing, you know, Far Salinas store, they're right in Monterey Bay pretty much. And, you know, there's a big halibut fishery, some sea bass fishing, rock fishing, salmon. And then you're getting into Kokanee country.
Okay.
Kokanee fishing.
I was just going to say, please tell the story, because last time Mike was here, he was telling us all about the Kokanee guys, the hardcore Kokanee guys, and I was fascinated by it.
Yeah, you know, those Kokanee guys are a die-hard core group of guys, and it's, you know, I really think it's, you know, they find a way to use their salmon boats to fish for other things when the season's closed.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, these guys are decked out, and it's the intricacies of it all.
More than bass fishermen.
Oh, yeah. It's
really,
it's pretty crazy.
You were talking about, like, tens of thousands of dollars of
gear. Oh, yeah.
Everything
they rig
matched,
it out.
Identical,
I mean,
perfect.
The custom rods and the reels they like to fish and the rigs, and it's pretty crazy.
How big is the average Kokanee?
Probably about 10 or 12 inches.
Inches, yeah, not pounds, inches.
So there's trout bigger than that.
Yeah.
But Kokanee is basically a landlocked
salmon,
right? Yeah. And where do you catch Kokanee in Central California?
Well, it's a lot of like the foothill lakes and stuff like that. Uh-huh. That's, you know, a staple in a lot of those lakes.
Is it stocked?
Yeah, they're all
stocked.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Wow, so a lot like trout fishing, but just kind of on steroids.
Yeah, and you know, you look at it, and it's even you talk of someone like from the bass fishing perspective of it, kokanee, like trout down here, are a major forage for those big spotted bass and things like that.
Sure.
So it all ties in eventually.
<Yeah. laughs> Fun.
That's
yeah.
Cool. That just cracks me up.
Yeah. So saltwater fishing, of course, is another major part of your entourage down here in Southern California with all the different stores around here. You stock everything for not only the freshwater guy, but also the saltwater guy, too.
Yeah, for sure. We try to do our best.
Yeah.
You know, not having a full 6,000 square feet of tackle, which would be pretty tough anyway, but... We try to do our best, and we have some great people in the stores to help you with all your needs. So
no kidding. Now let's talk Fred Hall for a second. How big is the booth in Long Beach this year?
It's the same size, same place, 10,000 square feet.
10,000 square feet.
So it's bigger than any store we have.
Wow.
And it's pretty much all fishing.
Fishing.
Yeah, I mean we do have a little section for our gun counter. We've changed it a little bit. If you were at the show last year, we put it at the end and moved it up so it's a little easier to get to. So for you gun guys, you don't have to fight through the crowds in there to get to the gun counter. But yeah, it's pretty much 10,000 square feet of savings.
Wow. And you said, I asked you, I said, can we talk about deals this year? And you said, yes. And it's pretty, you said, the manufacturers have really stepped up this year.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like they haven't in the past.
No, they have, but I mean they're duking it out, and everyone wants your business, and of course I want your business. But yeah, there's some pretty good deals. You know, the show is one of those places where if you're not loading up for the season at the show, you're making a big mistake.
Leaving money on the table.
Yeah.
So. Believe it or not, I got a couple emails this week. Is the guy from Turner's Outdoor Event going to reveal some of the deals that he's offering at Fred Hall? I mean, people actually kind of wait for that. So, is there anything you can reveal to us right now?
You know, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, okay, so one of our most popular deals always is Abbott Blems. I loaded up. With how the fishing's been and what guys really have wanted, I made sure to really load up on, you know, for the bluefin fishing.
Yeah.
Because that's two speeds, HX Raptors, HXW Raptors, 32 speeds, 3 speeds, even some 50s for kite guys.
Sure.
And it's going to be the best price of the show, and any 2 or 3 speed reel Abbott you buy, I'm doing it once again, free threadlock fill-up.
Threadlock.
Yep.
Wow, the Seaguar Threadlock.
Seaguar Threadlock fill up over at the West Coast Marketing booth. So
whoa.
Yeah, so you can come in, buy the reel, take it over to the West Coast Marketing booth, drop it off, they'll fill it up, go enjoy the show, come on back and pick it up.
Threadlock is a premium
hollow core spectra.
So and not an inexpensive spectra.
Yeah. So yeah, and it's to real specs, you know, we're not gonna let you fill up a 30 with
50 pound,
but yeah, and it's to how you want it. If you want it all the way to the top, they'll fill it all the way to the top. If you want to leave some room for a top shot, then
like Pete, you're saying, I mean that is amongst the highest end there is. 16 carrier hollow spectra,
yeah.
ultra high end line. I mean that's
good
not
deal.
That's not a BS. We found some cheap import to just throw a spectra on there. That's the real deal. 16 carrier, great to work with. That's a great line.
And the reel's discounted too.
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah.
So how does the Blems work? I know you've heard about that. You've talked about that before, and that's, I think that somebody's not getting a used thing. I mean, it's a brand new.
No,
reel.
It's like, a brand
what
new.
What is that?
It's a brand new reel. Sometimes pretty much what it is the anodization on it. Doesn't exactly match.
Okay.
So they may have like a blue frame and an extra silver side plate. Mm-hmm. And that blue doesn't match the base or the blue side plate that it was supposed to go with. So they'll just put the reel together and it may be off color. But there's a bunch of the reels where it's a completely blue reel or a black reel or and you look at it, and you can't
couldn't tell.
You couldn't tell.
Maybe there's like a half of a shade of the side plate is different from the frame.
And that's really all this.
Internals
mechanically 100%. They still have a full warranty on them. So you're just pretty much buying a brand new reel at a great price. And
you have a lot of these, or are they going to go pretty quickly?
No, I have a bunch.
Okay. Are you going to have some left over for Del Mar?
I should.
Okay.
Like last year, you know, because of how the fishing was, I ran out of HX Raptors and HXW Raptors pretty quick. But I made sure to load up this year, so I will have a huge selection of them.
Wow. Go. That's good. What about one more? One more? What do you think? He's thinking. He's thinking about it.
There's a new Daiwa Saltus out, which will be debuted at the show.
Very nice reel.
So we have the old Saltus that we will be blowing out. Regularly 179 to 209 for the 50 size, and they're going to be on sale from 109 to 119.
What?
Oh, dude.
Wow.
So
that's a deal.
A good savings on that. And to sweeten the deal on those, we're going to give you a free Spectra coupon to take it back to the store to get up to 300 yards free on there.
Wow.
So you're talking a reel that's normally $180 for just over $100 and free Spectra.
Yep.
Which, how much is Spectra, like, for an average reel?
300 yards, you know, it's probably like another...
$60 to $80.
Yeah, it could be.
Shoo!
Yeah.
Deal!
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Deal. Yeah. Those are some smoking deals there.
Yeah. And that's some of it. I mean, it's still early.
Yeah,
I'm putting a lot of stuff together.
Yeah, there's still a lot. When does the flyer come out?
We should have our flyer out here probably about a week and a half before the show.
All right.
And you definitely want to go to our website, turners.com, sign up for our emails, and we'll email blast you the ad.
Yeah.
Usually it's 2 pages. With some of the stuff that I've seen, it might be 3 pages this year.
Wow, fantastic. Now, in addition to being the master tackle buyer, Mike is also quite the bass fisherman, too, saltwater bass. You fish in tournaments. You fish in the SWBA tournament circuit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've been bass fishing?
You know, I've been chasing the green ones in freshwater.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've just been so busy. I actually just got my boat completely rewired, so I don't have any of those saltwater gremlins in my electrical system anymore.
You do it once in a while.
And so, yeah, I look forward to getting back on the water, and it's just a really busy time of year. I wish I had more time.
Yeah, I hear you. No doubt about it. But if you have any questions about saltwater fishing, freshwater fishing, bass fishing in particular, Mike is the man to talk to about tackle and fishing here.
Definite wealth of knowledge, and we're stoked to have him, and we're stoked to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, there's 2 ways that you can reach us, and first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can reach us toll-free. Our toll-free number is 877-792-1090. That's the number I'd be calling right now. That 858 number is getting packed up, but we do have 2 spots open, 877-792-1090. Not only are you going to get a chance to talk to Mike and hear all about Fred Hall specials, get your questions on fishing tackle answered, all the great fishing information today, Mike has also given us just some killer prizes to give away. We have three $50 gift cards, yes, that are going to be available for any of the 21 Turner's Outdoorsman locations. So, an awesome opportunity for you. $50 shopping spree for 3 lucky winners at the end of the show today. It's going to be a great time. And again, if you want to get through, 877-792-1090. Give us a call. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Cussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Cussler Yachts. Mike Cussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest, best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks, and it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, no storage in the garage, throw it in a closet, throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay, and we'd be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo. Or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. Let's talk Fred Hall specials. Are you kidding me? Up to 500 yards of Max Quattro Power Pro with the purchase of Metallica, Trinidad, Tranks 500, Stella, or Twin Power? Is that true, Mike?
Yeah, they're really stepping up this year and getting in the promotions game. And like I said, everyone's stepping up and wants the business.
So. The first time that gear that is the highest-end Shimano that's never, no value added, no nothing, is all going to get deals for Fred Hall. Mike said it best, like, people are, they're getting down this year.
Yeah, for sure. Purchase any Therese or Terramar and receive a free premium lure pack?
How cool is that?
Come on now. New rod, reel, and you get the Shimano lure pack?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. And then they... Wow, I mean, so many deals going on there. You get there's flat fall deals. There's deals if you get a Trank 300, 400, Corium, Saragossa, Bait Runner, you get free Power Pro.
Wound on at the Shimano booth.
The Shimano
just
booth.
Like Mike said, while you're enjoying the show, Power Pro is going to be wound on professionally while you wait.
So Shimano, that never has deals, is dealing incredibly this year at the Fred Hall show. So check it out. At the Shimano booth at the Fred Hall or the Shimano retailer at the Fred Hall show.
It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Absolutely every single phone line is packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Mike and get their questions answered about Fred Hall.
Yeah, indeed. So you want to get through, you're going to have to wait. But when the line opens, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090, Mike is generously, and the guys at Turner's, of course, let's credit all those great people at Turner's, $3 gift cards to any of the 21 locations of Turner Outdoorsman.
And it's only 21 this week. I mean, by next week, it'll probably be 22, 23, 24, the way that things are going with those guys.
What'd you say by the end of the year?
It's looking like we might have 25 stores by the end
crazy.
Of the year.
Wow, crazy. Well, let's jump into those jam-packed phones.
You
right
got now. It, man. Well, everybody's excited to talk to Mike. Why don't we start it off this morning with Dan calling us from Encinitas. Dan, thanks for getting started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I had a question on Fred Hall, and have you guys started? I got a couple questions. Have you guys started and loaded your trucks yet with your gear for Long Beach? And another question was, when you guys start loading your gear, do you keep an eye on what's going on? Like, if the bluefin show up in numbers again, do you keep some stuff back in the shop? Both you guys, fishermen and turners. And what's going on at Colonnette right now? Thanks.
Couple of great questions.
Yeah, for sure. So you haven't started loading?
No, I haven't started loading yet. Usually we load up the week right before the show. Our warehouse, I'm I'm out there, I pull a couple of my key guys from the stores, and we sort it all out and get ready the week before.
Yeah.
How many trucks do you take?
It's two trailers.
Semis.
Two semi-trailers, and then we also run a couple trucks to fill in products. So, yeah.
Wow.
So it's quite an ordeal. It's, you know, 2.5 days of setup, and then tear down's a lot quicker for us.
Yeah, for sure. And what about Fisherman's Landing? You guys starting to load yet?
Not physically load the trucks, but we started, you know, quite a while ago of the, you know, loading product and things together. I mean, for quite a while, it's like pretty much consumes our time. So, yeah, a big portion of it is sectioned and boxed and packed, but not loaded into the trucks. And then same two trucks and a trailer. And just like Mike was saying, I mean, they let us in on Monday morning early, and we use every second of that time. I mean, the last two guys are like running back, you know, from the hotel room shower and getting ready on Wednesday day when the gates open and everybody comes flooding in. So I mean, yeah. the entire length of time is used to set her up.
And like you, like Mike too, Teardown's real quick.
Yeah, it's a lot. we have like the best secret weapon in the world, and everybody that's been long range fishing or fishing at Fisherman's Landing knows, and that's the crew of red shirts outside. So like we convince all the guys that, you know, help you load all your gear. All the red shirts come up and help us with teardown. And after a week of, you know, Fred Hall and setup and crazy, and you're tired, like, those dudes are the best in the world. You want to talk about guys that can make something happen? Yeah. The redshirt crew at Fisherman's Landing does not mess around when it comes to pulling stuff off the wall and throwing it into boxes and getting that truck loaded back up again. We're very lucky to have a killer crew.
Now, what have you heard, Ricky, about the fishing at Colonette?
Colonette's been great this year. I mean, yeah. There has been very good fishing. The yellowtail on the last round of trips wasn't as good as it can be. There has been some very good yellowtail fishing. The first couple of rounds of trips that were at Colonette saw great yellowtail fishing and really, really good grade, 18 to 25 pounders. I mean, really nice ones. Caught in the most traditional methods, heavy yo-yo jig, you know, full-size jigs, 6Xs and 7Xs full-size, and Tatty 4Os, and even that 14 heavy has been a good one. Then in dropper loop baits, the cod fishing, as often is just, it's so good down there. And the size is it's unbelievable. I mean, 3 and 4 and 5 pound reds are just very, very commonplace. And every time you're hearing about 7s and 8s and even 9 pounders, it's just
so much fun.
Yeah. The cod,
and the weather has been beautiful.
Yes. The cod has been great. The yellowtail has been slightly missing on the last trip or two. There's been a few, but not those crazy scores
they're
like
around.
We've seen, but they definitely are around. I mean, there have been trips that have had limits already. So I would go knowing you're going to experience great cod fishing. If you get lucky, you'll probably have some yellowtail. If you get crazy lucky, you might even get bluefins.
Yeah. That could be in the mix, too. Holy. Now, tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup would be a good time to tune in to find out exactly what's going on down there, because Mike Pritchard from the Tribute will be in the studio with Rick tomorrow as I'm pulling on bass at our Let's Talk Hookup cast tours group. So tune in then and listen to Mike, and he'll have the full story from what he's been down there.
That's going to be the guy that's really going to get us dialed in.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we run right back into the phones and talk to Dave? He's calling us from Spring Valley this morning. What's up, Dave? Welcome to Let's Talk About.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Dave?
Quick question for Mike. I was up at the show last year in Long Beach and got a great blem, avid blem, for under $100. I couldn't find one thing wrong with this reel, and it has performed fantastic.
Nice.
So, looking forward to picking up possibly another one this year. But, Mike, I would ask the question, every Turner's ad I see in the paper, it's all about guns. And I love guns. I've got a ton of guns. Are we going to go back to any fishing advertising anytime soon?
Yeah, with the fishing advertising, a lot of it, you know, is geared more around the season. You know, trout fishing, Panther Martins and Castmasters aren't too exciting in an ad. but as we get towards the main saltwater season for us here, you'll see that transition more into more fishing stuff.
And the best thing to do is to subscribe to the email blast like I do every week. And you can subscribe to either the hunting one or the shooting sports one or the fishing one.
Yeah, right? you can subscribe to all three, or you can just subscribe to fishing. It's really up to you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, every week you'll get an email blast with a current ad.
And the fishing ad has just fishing in.
Yep.
Just fishing.
All fishing.
So that's the way to do it.
A full page, usually 12 items of just straight fishing.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, we'll jump right back into the phones. This time, Bob calling us from Lakeside is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Bob?
Morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
loud and clear. Go ahead, Bob. I think Bob.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
I think Bob probably couldn't hear us.
Are you with us there, Bob? Well, let's see. I think we have.
Hello.
You got? We don't know what's going on there, Bob. Try back again.
No.
Okay.
I think the other guys were hearing us. Just.
We don't know what's.
Yeah, I think he's got his own mute button on. He can't hear us on his phone.
We can hear Bob, but he can't hear us.
Well, why don't we jump?
All right, thanks a lot for the call, Bob.
Why don't we jump back into the phone? We're going to talk to Mike. He's calling us from the Navy base in Point Loma. What's up, Mike?
Morning, gentlemen. Hey, thank you again for putting on the show. I love your show every week while I'm out here working.
Thank you.
They answered my Colonet trip, so that was the question I had.
Okay.
The next question I have, I've been out here 10 years, and I've never been to a Fred Hall show because I'm not a big crowds type guy. You know, it just drives me nuts. Do Turners, are they going to have deals in the store during the Fred Hall so guys like me that really don't want to get involved with, you know, a million people pushing and shoving, that I can go to the store and pick this stuff up?
You know, unfortunately, a lot of the special deals, especially ones put on by the factory, are just at the show. But if you don't like the crowds, the Del Mar show is the perfect show for you.
I'm just going to say that.
Because it's definitely not Long Beach on a Wednesday or a Saturday. It's way more low-key. There's still a bunch of deals available. It's definitely not that crowded.
So Del Mar would be your choice there, and the Del Mar show, of course, follows the Long Beach show. You're still going to have the deals.
Yep.
Del Mar is March 22nd through the 25th. It's a Thursday through Sunday. The days to come would be Thursday and Friday and Sunday. Saturday is usually a little busier, but it's still very under control.
It's definitely not as big a location. Crowded as Long Beach.
And if you're a fisherman, Mike, you owe it to yourself to check out the show. There's just nothing like it. If you listen to the Let's Talk Hookup all the time, if you go into Turner's Outdoorsman, you're a guy that likes this kind of stuff. You just owe it to yourself to check out the shows. They're more than just a place to buy tackle. Like Mike says, first off, if you're buying gear throughout the year, we all know you're going to be going through 25 and 40 pound and 80 pound fluorocarbon again. You're going to buy several spools for you. Why not buy them at, you know, a fraction of the price?
Yeah.
You know you're going to be burning through hooks all year. You know you're going to be going through line and floral. Like, get the stuff that you know you're going to do and get it for a way cheaper price. But in addition, you just get to see everything, the people and the manufacturers and the deals and the lodges and just everything about the show. I get what you're saying about crowds, but you owe it to yourself to see it.
Yeah.
Come on a Friday afternoon at Del Mar. You won't be around a million people, and you'll just have the best time. There's nothing like Fred Hall.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Way more your phone calls, way more catch reports, lots of great stuff. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We got more great information. And, you know, the other great thing, too, we were talking about Turner's Outdoorsman are those Del Mar shows. You know, and the one difference, Long Beach is just the craziness. You know, there's so much stuff, so many manufacturers, so much great information. And then Del Mar, you get that slightly slower pace. Still tons of great deals, still tons of great people.
Yep.
Slightly scaled down, but a really cool opportunity.
All right, now we're going to go to break. Stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup, Mike Wynn, Turner's Outdoorsman, and more right here on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world, they'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for our Baja Report with the man, Richard Castaneda from Castor. Today, the catchboard sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer you the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger.
Hey. You know, that Fish Pros, the market thing, is so cool.
Oh, killer.
Yeah. They now have the tuna burgers.
Yep.
In the market. They have the smoke. They have the jerky. They have all that they offer for sale on retail. So if you can't catch it, you don't catch it, you need more from when you did catch it and you ran out, right at the front of Fisherman's Processing, they have a case there filled with all those goodies.
Yep, no matter what you do, you got a little party coming up this weekend, you can run right in, grab a couple pieces of smoked fish and a couple packs of tuna burgers, and away you go.
Yeah, for sure. So check that out.
You got it. For more information, you can check out fishermansprocessing.com, or you can just see them return to the San Diego Landings, or I know you're going to be able to see them at the Fred Hall Show coming up.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be there for sure.
Famous booth. All right, well, let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Ricky, Pedro.
Casman, are you en route to...
You guys there?
Are you en route?
Can you guys copy?
Uh-oh. I think we're having some technical issues.
Hello?
There, Adam. Yeah, copy me.
I think I've lost you. I'm going to have to call back.
Okay, Casman, you got us?
Yeah, I got you now.
All right, very good. Got the right button there.
What's up,
anyway, Casman? I got the boys in the truck. We're heading down to Tijuana Airport, and... should be there in about hour and 45 minutes, and I guess we'll see you there, Pete.
Indeed, yeah, right after the show, we'll be heading down there, Harold Davis and brother-in-law John, and we're going down there to the Cross Border Express, walk into the Tijuana Airport, fly to Culiacan, and then off to El Salto.
What a cool trip.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, listen, fishing down in Cabo, the billfish might slow down. Striped marlin, just about one striped marlin for every two boats, a few... yellowfin tuna, nothing really big around the Cabo area, but they are getting a fairly good Dorado bite for this time of year. And then, of course, over at the Gordo Banks, that really slowed down. still a few hundred-plus pound fish being taken there. The guys that are working, concentrating, none of them are getting them. But like I said, it could be feast or famine. Otherwise, that's the Cabo and San Jose del Cabo report. As far as Mazatlan goes there, they're averaging about one billfish for every three boats there. So it's a little slower there, along with a few scattered tuna, a few scattered dorada. But the hotspot still remains the top of Zihuatanejo. Really doing well on the billfish down there. Lots of sales, 4 to 5 releases per boat per day. Big dorado are still hanging around there. The females, the hens are running between 20 and 25, and the bulls are running 45 to 55. So a really good dorado bite going on there. Inshore, along the beaches there, good rooster fish and big jack crevel. Anyway, that's the report for this week, Pete. Looking forward to that Ike El Salto, man. I got all my senkos, my lizards. I've got my crankbaits, topwater baits. I'm ready to rock.
I would like to hear it, Cass. Well, I'm anxious to hear what is the hot thing for you guys. And I know, Pete, you were saying the same thing. You're all totally loaded up.
Well,
for,
I couldn't believe Harold came over for dinner last night and said, can I leave my stuff here? Two giant suitcases he puts in the garage. And he goes, oh, that's just my tackle. It's like, are you kidding me?
I'm telling you, Pete, that's how it goes down there. You're going to be very glad that he loaded up that heavy. When you blow through what you brought in the first afternoon, you're going to be very stoked
well,
that there's Harold Davis to post.
Well,
from.
I know Cass has a whole suitcase full of rum, right, Cass?
Yeah, I've got got about a half a keg of rum going with us.
Half a keg.
That's more important than tackle any day. Hey, Cass, if somebody wants to go fishing with you, anywhere Cass goes, it's always fun. How do we get you, Cass?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casstours.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday, and we can discuss that Lake El Salto trip, Pete.
Yeah, indeed, for sure. It's going to be fun, Cass. I'll see you at the airport very shortly.
All right. Hey, with that, we're going to continue on. We're going to talk to our good buddy Steve calling us from the CCA this morning. What's up, Steve?
Hey guys, thanks for letting me come on. I'll be quick. I think everybody knows about CCA. Well, today at noon at LP Fishing Supply in Oceanside, we're having a CCA San Diego open meeting. We're going to have Hookup Baits is going to be talking. Jeff at LP is offering a 10% discount for everyone that shows up. We've got raffle prizes, food, maybe some beer, some sodas, and it's really just an open meeting to tell people about CCA, to try to get people involved to join up, and it'll be a great event. And again, appreciate you guys for letting me plug it on the show. But
the guys
if you
at
get
LP,
to Oceanside at noon, it'll be great.
Very nice guys over there at Lobsterport LP in Oceanside, and easy to park, and a good opportunity to join CCA California if you haven't already. And Steve, are you going to be there?
I am going to be there.
No, come on. We get to meet Steve Paisel in person.
All right. I'm in.
I can give my expert fishing tips.
There you go. Perfect. All right. So that's happening. It starts at noon today?
Starts at noon today in Oceanside.
All right. And, it's, of course, the information's on the Facebook page for CCA California, on the website, ccacalifornia.org. All the information, directions, and everything. And go meet Wayne. Go meet Steve from CCA. Have a good time, Steve.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Have a great time at El Salto.
All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate that.
All right. Hey, again, that's going to wrap up our catch reports and our little bonus CCA info. And today, we want to remind you that it's time for the ultimate Bay Bass Seminar and Sale at Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It's Sunday, February 18th.
Tomorrow, 1 week from tomorrow.
Yeah, crazy, yeah. Right? It's bigger and better than ever. We're going to have a live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast at 7, followed by the ultimate panel discussion with Benny Florentino, Afrin Abutin, Corey Sandin, and Matt Moyer. Traeger Grills is going to be there serving up lunch, and Killer Bows Point Brewing is going to have a nice little beer tasting for you. You're going to get all the information you would ever want in bass fishing from the best there are. Free food, there's going to be killer beer, plus almost everything will be on sale at Dana Landing. It's a one-day only sale. Again, next Sunday, it's February the 18th, it's only at Dana Landing. They're right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details. That is a really killer sale that you
cannot
miss.
Such a great event. And so it's a week from tomorrow, next Sunday, the 18th, which starts with a live broadcast. Rick and I will be down there, live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from 7 to 9 a.m. And then the seminar, 9:30 at Fastlane Kayaks right next door. Ultimate panel discussion for bay bass and bass fishing in general. All those guys, you know those guys. You compete against those guys, right, Matt?
Yeah. Well, you know, I know Benny's not fishing tournaments anymore, but I mean, that's a great group of guys.
Oh, yeah.
Super informative, and I mean, that's pretty much covering everything from Santa Barbara to the border and below.
Yeah.
But super knowledgeable guys, great fishermen.
Yeah.
It's definitely one you don't want to miss.
Yeah, it'll be the place to be next Sunday, week from tomorrow. So be sure to be there. Hey, that was great, great information and good stuff. A lot of people are on hold waiting to talk to Mike. Let's jump into it.
Sounds good to me, buddy. How about we try Bob from Lakeside again? Bob, appreciate you calling back there. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Loud and clear.
Awesome, super. Hey, guys, my question for you, I love both freshwater, freshwater fishing, saltwater fishing, and want to get into starting to fish swim baits for freshwater bass. And I want to try throwing the bigger lures like the Death's 250s and HUDs and such. Do you recommend straight Spectra, straight Fluoro, Spectra 2 Fluoro, or what do you suggest?
I'm kind of all over the place. I mean, for like a slide swimmer 250, I like 30-pound mono. Pfizer Triple X is one of my favorites for throwing like a 250. If I'm throwing like a 10-inch triple trout, for how I like to fish it, I fish it really fast. I like throwing that on straight 80-pound Spectra. I almost never use Spectra to fluoro leaders, but I know a lot of guys do. And then for HUDs, I like 25-pound fluoro, Seaguar and Vizix. So I'm kind of all over the place. Everyone, you know, fishes different things. And
is it sink rate the reason that you're changing? Is it castability? Like, what is it about you that likes to use the different things for the different lures?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing for the 250 is still you don't lose.
You don't want it to go away.
I mean, yeah, you have a 250 on there, and even with the fluoro leader, I mean, if you backlash that thing, it's gone.
Which, let's be real, straight Spectra, especially on a spool as small a diameter as a bass reel, they backlash. I mean, you know, no matter how proficient you are at it, things happen, and if that thing locks up in the middle of the cast, you can kiss that, you know, multi-hundred-dollar lure goodbye.
Yeah, and they sink quick. You can't get to them quick enough on a trolling motor. So,
thanks a lot for the call, Bob. Appreciate it. I hope that answered your question there for sure. I have a question. You know, I talked to the ultimate El Salto expert, Brandon, at Fisherman's Island Tackle the other day about fishing El Salto and learned something about fishing topwater poppers. And he said that he fishes straight Power Pro to a short top shot of monofilament to the popper because monofilament doesn't sink like fluorocarbon sinks, and it works better for the poppers. Is that true?
Yeah, I do that with poppers. Also, you know, you get a little bit of give, and you're not moving the bait as much. I mean, typically, you know, I fish a really soft rod when I'm fishing a popper. Mm-hmm. But even, like, my walking baits, like Zara Spooks and Sammy's and stuff like that, I fish a glass rod, 40-pound Spectra to 25-pound mono.
Okay.
And that helps just so it doesn't foul on the hooks also, that little stiffness of the mono. And it floats. I mean, it's not dragging your bait down, so you're getting the popping and spitting of your topwater on a popper or better walking action.
Now, what about saltwater? We're talking about fishing big plugs for big bluefin. I've always used fluorocarbon. What's your thought on that?
In that instance, definitely fluorocarbon has an advantage just for the abrasion resistance.
Yeah. And you're also, you know, the popper that you're using in saltwater is so big, and there's so much more surface area to it. It's so much more buoyant that, you know, your 2 or 3 feet of fluorocarbon isn't going to weigh it down. With your freshwater bait that's only, you know, 2 inches long, and it's balsa, and it's not, you know, there's just less buoyancy there. So you put 2 or 3 feet of fluoro, and it can, I mean, it's not going to sink the popper, but if it makes it ride in the water nose down, it's, you know, when you sweep your rod, it's going to want to dig. Where, you know, your bluefin, big old, you know, Mac Daddy Orca Pop. It's not, that thing's not sinking
it's
on
not
you.
Not sinking
yeah,
with
no,
a couple of feet of fluorocarbonate. Okay,
and
I was
you want, you know, your for bluefin, you want the advantage of the abrasion resistance. You know how those bluefins are, big teeth, yep, big head shakes, gill plates, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Okay, that makes sense. Absolutely.
But like you're saying, that's a really, it's a thing that not,
I never
that,
thought of that.
It's a thing that makes a saltwater guys sense. Almost never use, but I mean, in freshwater, it's commonplace. You know, a lot of those guys use fluorocarbon not because of the less visible nature, but because of sinking. You know, if you want a bait to get down, if you're casting a crankbait that you need to get depth out of, things like that, they'll use, you know, fluorocarbon is very commonplace because it sinks. And things where you don't want things, you know, like we use it because it's mono and it's abrasion resistance. But there's right. a lot more uses to that, you know, in other fisheries.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey. All the lines are full, but keep on trying. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's jump back in the phone.
How about next up we talk to Daniel, who's calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. Daniel, thanks for hanging in there with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, guys. I have a question for Mike.
Go ahead, yep. Daniel.
Hey, Mike, what's the difference between a fast-action rod versus a regular rod, and when will we use it?
Good question.
Yeah. Typically, a fast-action rod is not going to bend as far down in the rod, like under load. So for applications, I mean, it really varies. I mean, like, in a let's say for freshwater, I like an extra fast or a fast-action rod for if I need sensitivity and I need a good hook set, like fishing a jig or a Texas rig worm, and then a slower action for, like, reaction baits with treble hooks, jerk baits, crank baits, things like that. I want more give in the rod. So with those baits, the fish have a tendency to be able to spit them a little easier. And it's not, and the power difference too. I mean, you pull on it and you feel a difference. You get that deeper bend in a slightly slower rod, and going into salt water, it's the same thing. It's like typically on a lead headed swim bait, I fish a faster action rod. If I'm fishing a weedless bait or, you know, the slug, which I love to fish still, you know, it's a little bit slower rod. You need to give to the fish a little bit more, but a lot of those rods still have plenty of power behind them.
So faster to slower basically refers to how fast the rod stops bending.
Yeah,
when you get into that backbone. So
exactly.
Extra fast means that just the first couple of guides are bent, and then the rod is straightened into the backbone. And slow means, you know, it might be three quarters of the way down the rod or almost all the way to the handle by the time you hit the backbone.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Hope that answers the question. Thanks a lot for the call, Daniel. Appreciate
all right.
that.
Next up, we're going to talk to Carlos. Calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Carlos. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Hey, Carlos.
Hey, Pete, I just want to thank you for opening up the bananas debate on your email blast. You gave up several anglers.
Yeah, we had. You did a great job writing that article, Team No Bananas, and we had it all in our email blast this week. If you're not on our email blast, sign up for it on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com. Just put your email in there, and we'll send it to you. But that was a fun article, and so the question is it true?
Yes, it is. yeah, just don't tempt the fishing gods. It's not worth it giving into any banana temptations, especially when you invested a lot of time and money in a trip of a lifetime. So that's the way we look at it.
Don't tempt them.
Yeah, don't tempt them. What
yeah.
do you think, Mike? You a believer in no bananas on the boat?
You know, I used to be, and then, you know, you hop on a long range boat and
bananas everywhere.
And they're like, there they are, and you put the wood to them, but yeah. It's 50-50.
Okay.
I mean, on a sport boat, I don't think it plays as big a role on a private boat. That you'll
I'll
never be on a boat with one.
I know it's a great excuse if you don't catch. You know? If you don't catch,
yeah, exactly.
It's only second to the moon.
But see, but Carlos yeah. says it also falls into banana chips,
sure.
banana bread, anything related to bananas, right?
Banana boat sunblock.
Yep.
Banana boat sunblock. That's another good point. Yeah. Yeah.
Banana hammocks, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You don't want one of those, no doubt.
Well, I'm out then. I'm...
Yeah. Well, great job, Carlos, on that
fun.
Article, and really fun, and I always have fun when we have Team No Bananas around.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you guys at Fred Hall.
All right.
And
well,
especially checking out Turner's booth.
It's going to be quite something.
Thanks, Carlos.
Are you going to have any bananas in the Turner's booth?
No.
Yeah, no, no bananas. They're on the team.
All right. Very good, Carlos. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right. Let's jump back into him. Bill, he's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. What's up, Bill? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. And, Mike, good morning. I have a kind of a question. Maybe if you can look into your crystal ball and kind of give me a heads up. Since I live down here in the South Bay, south end of San Diego County, is there any possibility, number one, that you guys are thinking of opening a store or a number of stores down south as opposed to keep going northbound in California? And the other thought is, with a lot of things changing in the, let's say, in the fish and wildlife where ammo and things are, I'm finding it harder to find nowadays since one of the big box stores, the major one, is starting to stop carrying ammunition of any sort. So that's why I'm kind of wondering if you guys are hopefully planning something to open up down this way, making it easier for someone like me who's an avid fisherman and hunter. Doors down here and make it a little bit easier on us, by any chance.
Right now, I know it's a little to the east, but El Cajon would probably be our store further south. It's probably, I'd say, I mean, traffic is always an issue, but about a 30-minute jog from where you're at.
Tops.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Kearney Mesa store.
Yeah, and there's Kearney Mesa. We have looked in the Chula Vista area, just trying to find the right spot for us. I mean, it's just, our movement has been north, but we still have locations that we're looking at in Southern California. So it's just not all northern. It's just kind of how things are working out right now as far as trying to find buildings.
Yeah. Indeed.
As far as ammo, with the new regulations, I mean, there is no ammo registration yet. That's still not set in stone, but that's set for 2019. We just have to put the ammo behind the counter now. But as far as your needs, as far as non-toxic shot, so lead-free ammo, for Dove ammo and things like that, we definitely have taken that into consideration, and we will have all that stuff that you need.
So if we went in today, came down to the Turner store in El Cajon, he came up from National City, wanted to come into El Cajon, he could just over-the-counter buy ammunition today, no problem. I think there's a lot of, there was so much hype around the registration and things like that that I think a lot of people aren't even aware that that wasn't already a thing. With instances like that where there's so much hype around something, people don't realize it's not the case. So he could walk in right now, Kearney Mesa, El Cajon store, get all the ammo he needed, walk back out the same day, no problem.
Yeah, exactly. It's just changed a little bit as far as, the handling of it. I mean, unfortunately, it's just not – you can't just walk up to a table and grab some ammo and go. But you can go up to the counter and say, hey, I need this. We'll pull it for you and have it.
And how does that change in 2019?
So in 2019 is the ammo registration. Initially, it was proposed that you would need, an ammo card. That's not looking like a reality. I'm not saying that it's completely out of the question, but – it's still kind of in limbo with a lot of the laws here.
But when you buy in 2019, when you buy a box of ammo, it's going to be noted.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. It's not. You can't just buy and then it's not
correct, notated.
You're going to be accountable for every box of ammo that you buy. Is that only in California?
Only in California.
So how does that help anything?
It doesn't.
Yeah. At all.
I mean,
at
it's
all.
Only
at
in California.
Yeah, at all. At all. It doesn't.
I mean, for 2018. So as far as restrictions, you can't legally drive into Arizona or Nevada and buy more than 50 rounds of ammo and bring it back, which is one box of 9mm or whatever. But
like a criminal that would be using things, it makes no sense.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's like,
Don't think about it because it's going to really bug you.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here. More of your phone calls. We're also going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and more of the boys from Turner's. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Good fishing clothing is an important part of your tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. AFCO clothing is built just for anglers, and we have all the 2018 styles. AFCO was the originator of the plier pocket on their shorts, and the Stealth fishing short is the latest innovation from AFCO. Stay warm and dry with the Horizon waterproof fleece, and the best t-shirts, wovens, and performance shirts are built by AFCO. We have a great selection of AFCO clothing, so visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day and now three-quarter-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.